I just had to park up and record something. Today is a really important day. And I've decided to record this to audio rather than blog in text because I want to protect the person that I'm about to talk about. Someone I've known for quite a few years. If you know me well, you'll know who I'm talking about. But I'm not to mention their name. Last night I had one of those worrying moments whilst watching the news and seeing the problems unfolding all over the Middle East and Africa, and Syria in particular suddenly struck me as somewhere that is about to explode. And I thought, oh my God, okay, I really need to see if my friends that are there are okay. As a lot of my journalistic contacts and friends are old school, real, proper, shall we say, in inverted commas, journalists doing long form projects, documentaries, articles from out in the field, journalists that tend to live in a place for a period of time so that they feel they know that place better than anybody else and therefore have the authority to comment on what's going on, they are not necessarily connected to social media platforms. In fact, in many cases, for a long time now, have totally shunned them. New media, social networking, it's just all on the back burner as they wander around with notebooks and pens and maybe an audio recorder if they really want to get excited about digital. And sometimes even film cameras, because their stuff isn't as immediate as sometimes as digital needs, but more often than not shifting to digital cameras. So I send a message out and it was literally, how's things? Not heard from you for a while. The news definitely made me think that this person who has, I guess, come unstuck in almost a covert way by the authorities doing things to them in the country that they're meant to be reporting from. In the past, I didn't know what to expect. And then I get an email this morning. I've just pinged me. And I just have to read it out. Hi, Christian. All is well for me. The general situation here is getting bad, though. And it's going to get worse after yesterday. Not really sure where all of this is heading. Towards more bloodshed, I think. Ah. And I'm a convert to new media stuff. I don't use it myself, still. But if it wasn't for protesters here being able to record video on mobile phones and get it up on the internet, none of the big TV media would be able to keep with this. And without that footage being shown on satellite networks, the protests would be crushed silently and quickly, with the government insisting that all is well, no one hurt, etc. Their effort to control the story has basically been demolished by the weight of evidence coming out online, video, audio, photos. In Syria, so-called professional journalists can't really get footage of protesters, etc., because cameras can just be confiscated. But how do you confiscate 1,000 camera phones? One will always get through. That has been absolutely crucial. So the next time I complain about the internet, slap me and remind me of that, please. Ah, and I know what you're like. If you feel like posting any of this email online, please feel free. But don't put my name on it. Things are getting really difficult here these days. So, for me, this is a massive breakthrough. The people that I seriously respect for their ability to hold journalism in such high regard, they don't necessarily want it to be tainted by new techniques and new methods until they know that there is a place for this, they know that this fits, they know that it's not going to get in the way of the truth and the story. And when the truth and the story cannot get out, and then new media, social media steps forward, it truly shows the great and incredible uses that the democratization of our media, something we've been talking about for ages, but now it's really hitting home. For in my mind, the people that should really be using it, really getting engaged, it is these people. my friends, these passionate journalists who will, I hope, lead the way into how we should maintain a real high level in this journalistic practice and just fuse these tools, because that's all they are, they're just tools, into these stories. That's how we're going to change the world. That's how we're going to get the message out. That's how we're going to keep people informed. That's how we're going to hopefully save lives at the same time as showing everybody exactly what's going on. So for me, this is an important day, and I'm very happy that my friend is at the moment okay, and kind of very happy as well that I guess the years of me banging on to him have kind of proved a point that I try and talk about, that you're not going to get this unless you see a direct relevance in your life right now, and sometimes that's just doing it. And for him, working right now, he sees the use. And I'm going to leave it there. Please feel free to share this, because I probably won't blog about this, just to keep my friend's identity a little bit safe. He's in a very dangerous situation, and if there's any updates from what's going on in Syria through his channels, I'll let you know.